This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board to hold public hearing at Santa Fe Convention Center November 16th. On Wednesday, November 16th, the Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board, DNFSB, will hold a virtual and in-person hearing at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center from noon to 9:45 p.m. Mountain Time. The DNFSB's goal is to gather information regarding legacy cleanup activities, nuclear safety, and increased production of plutonium pits or triggers for nuclear weapons at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. There will be two opportunities for oral public comments. Written comments will also be accepted. The DNFSB is an independent organization within the executive branch of the United States government, chartered with the responsibility of providing recommendations and advice to the President and the Secretary of Energy regarding public health and safety issues at Department of Energy Defense Nuclear Facilities, such as LANL. On the 16th, board members will hear testimony from the National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA Administrator, Jill Hruby, and the manager of the NNSA Los Alamos Field Office, Theodore Weika, among others. The hearing is divided into four sessions. Session 1 will run from noon to 2:30 p.m. It will focus on nuclear safety at Area G, LANL's active dump for radioactive and hazardous waste. The board's objective is to understand actions completed and planned to strengthen Area G's safety basis in order to remove legacy plutonium-contaminated waste while minimizing the amount of it above ground. Sessions 2 and 3 will focus on nuclear safety and increased plutonium pit production activities at the plutonium facility. Session 2 will run from 4 to 6 p.m. and focus on expanded pit production, the repackaging of large quantities of heat-source plutonium, and other possible nuclear missions. Session 3 will run from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. and focus on improving essential safety systems. Among other topics, the board will hear about improvements planned for ventilation and fire suppression systems and about plans for safety management programs to support expanded plutonium pit production. Finally, Session 4, from 8:45 to 9:45 p.m., will be for public comments and a wrap-up. If you are interested in making public comments, you are encouraged to pre-register. Details are available at dnfsb.gov. Joni Ahrens of CCNS requests that you support this work to educate the public about the proposed and ongoing vast expansion of LANL, whose safety concerns will be central to the public hearing. This has been the CCNS News Update. To make financial contribution to support this work, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to the podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.